Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Give us an idea. You're on the IL with the knee issue. How long has that been barking and a problem and trying to overcome it? And just take us back to what you were dealing with.
Yeah, I kind of battle a little bit of knee tendonitis, regularly. It's something that I've managed throughout my career. This year I tweaked it when we were playing San Diego. So I guess that was in San Diego. So I guess that was early June. Since then you have good days and bad days with it. But I think that might be one of the reasons how I got to this point, trying to compensate for it, maybe favoring it a little bit, even if subconsciously. And my mechanics kind of eroded a little bit, and that led to some ineffectiveness. So it's this just beautiful, chaotic, circle that we have to just stop, press pause, get the knee right, and get things back to where they need to be.
What's your program going to be like here while you're on the IL? Is it just rest? Are you doing that meticulous, terrible rehab kind of stuff? Are you throwing? give me kind of what's going on.
Yeah, so I took a couple of days off of throwing. We'll start throwing again today and tomorrow, just real light. But as far as the knee goes, we're doing some stuff in the weight room. I did a couple of sessions with the strength coaches yesterday, just trying to get some of those movement patterns back, kind of remind my brain and body, what it's supposed to be doing. Really, really activating a lot of the muscles around it. There's a lot of stuff that I'd been doing as, kind of part of a maintenance program to try to keep it at bay that, we're taking it up a notch, while we're here, on the IL to really, try to wake it up, so to speak. And get it moving the right way. Just so in my mind, I know that I can trust it. When I get back out on a mound, and then from a pitching standpoint, I think there's some things that I can do mechanically to get my body into a better position. We've talked about this. It's been something I've kind of battled all season long. Real inconsistencies and, haven't quite been able to get it right. And this is an opportunity to really, to get it right, to work for, a week and a half or so on, there's certain things in my mechanics that I'm not getting to right now. And if I can get my body in a better position, specifically over the rubber after that leg kick, coming down and collecting my body over the rubber before I drive down the mound. That's something I've kind of been rolling through right now. And it doesn't allow you to use your lower body the way that you need to, especially if you're a four seam guy that needs to ride the fastball out at the top of the zone. So we're kind of killing two birds with one stone here, but, it's a good, it'll be a good break to get my body ready for, September and October.
Did any part of the mechanical issue, when you're talking about being over top the rubber, you got rid of that toe tap at one point. Is that part of this or no?
We're looking at it. I mean, I don't know if the toe tap's going to come back, but I do need, at points in my career when I wasn't using the toe tap, I had a little bit of a hesitation or a, some people called it a hitch. There's a gather over the rubber. In no way, shape, or form am I comparing myself to Kershaw, but you've seen him pitch. You see the way that his leg comes down and almost touches the ground, and then he kind of has another kick before he goes down the mound. I had a I had a little more subtle version of that, but that's just to say, like, I need that motion back where I come down before I go out. Right now, it's almost like I'm going right for my leg kick to the bottom of the mound, and you lose your hips and you lose the way that you can't drive off your back leg the same way. You're basically falling down the mound rather than driving and getting behind the ball. So I don't know. I don't know if that's when it started or if that had anything to do with it, but that's something we're looking at.
Sean Doolittle on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I was at the game on Saturday night. You know, it's fascinating because we've gotten to know you so well that even though the game wasn't going well, I was kind of heartbroken for you. I mean, it was gut-wrenching to watch. I'm curious just what the experience is like internally as you're trying to gather yourself, you know, four straight batters and the three homers. You hadn't given up a homer to a lefty since 2016, and baseball's so weird. You know, two and three batters do it. Like, what was that whole night like? Could you tell in the bullpen something wasn't right? Were you surprised at all when you look up and you see 91 miles an hour? Just kind of take me through one of the weirdest and probably worst nights of your career, unfortunately.
Yeah, I thought that Friday was a big step in the right direction. That was the best I'd felt. I thought I had the better life on my fastball than I had in quite some time. So, I really thought I was turning a corner, and then, you know, warming up in the bullpen, I didn't feel as good as I felt on Friday night, but I, you know, thought I was every bit good enough to grind this out, especially with a 3-run lead. I thought I was, you know, you just have this mentality, as a reliever, as a closer, that you're just going to find a way to get it done. There might be some nights where it gets a little bumpy, and you have to buckle in, but, you just have that confidence, right? Where you're like, I don't feel as good as I felt the night before, but I'm going to grind this out for the boys. I'm going to find a way to get it done. And, I talked about this after the game, you know, Yelich hits the home run and you're like, all right, well, you know, he's Christian Yelich. All right, whatever. And then, you know, you go back to work and, everybody starts teeing off on you and you're out there searching and you're trying to stay calm and find a way, a path that you can navigate the rest of this inning. And, that was just tough. There's rounds of batting practice. I was talking about this yesterday with some of the guys, that there's rounds of batting practice. Guys hit before the game when the pitcher's throwing 60 miles an hour that don't go that well. It was just so tough. It was just kind of a helpless feeling, you know, walking off that mound, not knowing exactly what the heck, like, how did that just happen? That happened so quickly. I'd pride myself on being able to make adjustments and find a way to get things done. And I just couldn't do it.
Sean, I'd love your comment on this. This was my opinion, and I'd love just to kind of see, just to bounce this off you, see what you think. You told us early on in the season that there was a stretch where you got up 14 out of 17 games. You didn't come in the game each time, but you got up 14 times, which is almost like putting, you know, the wear and tear on your body. I counted 10 times, just doing a quick count yesterday, where you threw in games that were of the margin of difference was more than four runs or more. You were leading the league in games finished. I think we are here because of that usage. Some of it I understand, where, you know, when the bullpen was scuffling a little bit and you got to get those games in because of the way the season was going. But some of those other ones I don't necessarily think were the best usage of you. Do you regret maybe not saying, hey, stay off me today a little bit more with Davey? Or, you know, kind of walk me through that process here. I think we're here because of that usage.
Yeah, I've seen some of the speculation and stuff. And you talk about the usage in the beginning of the season, and I mean, I was out, I wanted to pitch and help the team win. Where we're at right now, you know, we're 12 games up. We've won 7 of 8. I don't really think it's fair to get into trying to play blame games and stuff like that and figuring out like whose fault it is or anything like that. I wanted to take the ball because I wanted to help the team win. I wanted to be high-fiving on the mound after the game with the guys. I felt, you know, at that point in time, you know, I felt good enough to go, and that's when the phone rang. That's when my number was called, and you know, I was more than. I don't have any regrets about it. I mean, it's a bummer the way that things unfolded, but you know, this team, myself included, can still accomplish everything we wanted to accomplish at the beginning of the season. So, you know, I think we're going to be okay. But you know, at the end of the day, when you're a reliever, when you're a closer. When you're a closer, you're the guy that, you know, you pitch at the end of the game, you close the game out, and you know, that's what I was doing. So I don't have any regrets. I think I have a good line of communication with Davey. He and I talk pretty frequently, and there's never ever been a time where, you know, I said, hey, I could really use a day. I could really use a day off, and I was never like pressured into pitching or anything like that. I always knew that if I needed a day, no matter what my workload had been the previous, you know, days or whatever, that I would get that day off. I knew that was always an option, and I knew I could always say that to him. So, you know, I don't know. It's just it just happens, man. I got you know, I've been dealing with this knee thing for a while, and we just got to get it right here.
Sean Doolittle on G&D. Only got about a minute left, so you can be quick with this one if you want to. Appreciate the time from Doolittle as he's getting right and mended on the injured list. What has to happen, do you think? Is it mechanical? Is it just the knee for you to come back? Because this could end up being a blessing in disguise when we look back on the last day of the season, where we come back and look at September and you were nails going into the playoffs and you're fresher. What has to happen to make sure that you're Doolittle of old when you return?
I think it's a couple things. I think the mechanic thing is the biggest thing, though, because, you know, if I do it right, I can make my lower body work better, work more efficiently, you know, even take some of the stress off my knee in a good way without favoring it. Using it the right way will help, you know, keep it manageable. And, you know, like you said, that's the attitude I'm taking into this. Is as well as the team's playing right now. We got Max coming back, you know, this series, I think. And, you know, we're still in a really good spot. And I want to be able to carry some positive momentum into the playoffs. So I'm throwing myself into this process, and I'm not hanging my head. I know the last couple weeks before I went on the IL hadn't been great, but you know, I'm excited about doing this work, getting things right, and helping the team down the stretch.
Sean, awesome as always, buddy. Really appreciate it, man. Get well soon and get back on that bump, dude.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
And I know how painful it must have been the other night, but without you, this team is not in the spot they're in right now.
Man.
And DC's pulling for you, man, and behind you. Get healthy, and we'll see you back on the hill soon.
Dang, I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much.
You bet. See you, buddy. There's Sean Doolittle on Grant and Danny here on 106.7 The Fan. We are way late, but he's the biggest story in town, and he was exclusively right here on Grant and Danny, so why not make the most of it?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.